makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. Remember the man who said, "I'd rather be right than be president"? Well, I'll bet he'd have had just as many people agreeing with him if he'd said, "I'd rather sleep right than be president." Because it's no fun to lie in bed tossing and turning, waiting for sleep to come. If that happens to you, do you ever stop to think that it might be caused by the coffee you drink? For while many people can drink coffee without being kept awake, many others should avoid it entirely. So if you think coffee may be upsetting your sleep, why not drink Postum instead of coffee? For Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly disturb your rest. Besides, whether you serve it hot or iced, Postum is that rare kind of satisfying drink that looks good, smells good, tastes good, and is good. Why not order Postum from your grocer tomorrow? For your convenience, it comes in two forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. So if it's coffee that keeps you awake, see if you don't start sleeping better when you start drinking Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum plans to sail from New York City July the 6th for England, where he will endeavor to collect his part of the inheritance left by one William Jennings, a descendant of Samuel Edwards, whom he believes to be one of his ancestors. The old fellow received $1,000 from Squire Skimp for his half-interest in the Jotham Down store. $500 has been used to engage a firm of attorneys to make a claim for his part of the inheritance, and the other $500 was used to purchase his passage to England and a bicycle tour through Europe. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at the Jotham Down store talking with Squire Skimp. Listen.
Well, I don't doubt but what you're good for it, Lum. But if we let you have stuff on credit, why, we've got to let others have it.
Well, of course, I figured quick as I get back from Europe with all that money, I can pay it.
Yes, but now we made the rule absolutely no credit to anybody. And we've got to stick to it.
Yeah, I knowed you was on a cash base, but I just thought maybe on account I used to be a half owner here, you'd make
it. No, I'm sorry, Lum, I'm sorry. And another thing, if you'll notice, there's a sign on that Cracker Barrel that says, "Keep your hands out."
Huh? Oh, excuse me. I just used to sitting here when I was a part owner, nibbling on these crackers, and never noticed myself.
Yes, and there's no telling how much stuff was eaten out of this store, either. These loafers around town here made a regular free lunch out of it.
Well, I'm sorry,
Squire. Well, yes, they couldn't even walk down through the store here without grabbing a handful of candy or dried peaches or crackers or something to be eaten on, and we're not going to put up with it, Lum.
Yeah, well, we never did pay no whole lot of attention to that, me and Abner. Figured if they's hungry, they's welcome to it.
Yes, and right there's where your profits went, too. Now, you're wanting this list of groceries on a credit, Lum. What became of the $1,000 in cash I paid you for your interest in the store here? It hadn't been 2 weeks ago.
Well, I sent them lawyers $500 for handling my part of that inheritance in England. And I paid $500 for my tickets over there and back.
Well, now, you deserve to be in just the circumstances you find yourself in. Anybody with little enough judgment to take the last $500 they've got and spend it on a sightseeing trip through Europe isn't what I would call a first-class credit risk.
Well, my whole trouble, I just never stopped to think what I was going to do for money twixt now and the time I leave on the trip. See, my meals is all paid for while I'm gone. They furnish everything.
Well, Tom, I've got to go to lunch. I see Abner's back now.
Oh, yeah. All right, Squire.
Hi, Dogies. I got back today on time, Squire. Well,
howdy,
Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Abner.
Abner, I just told Lum that we're not doing a credit business down here.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, now, just see that you remember. I'll be back in a little.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Does he know about me letting you have that candy on a credit for that little sea-strunk boy, huh?
No, not that I know of.
Oh. Scared me to death. I thought you'd let it out somewhere or other.
No, nothing I said about it.
Uh-huh. Good.
I think what he was talking about, I sort of asked him if I could buy a few groceries down here on a credit, but he told me you was on a strictly cash base.
Well, what in the world did you ask him about it, Furlong? Why didn't you come to me?
Well, I wanted to be agreeable to him. Don't want to run no chances of you getting in no trouble letting me have stuff on credit that way. So, all right. Don't make no difference, no way.
Well, I just wished you'd have come to me first. Why don't you go down to Dick's store and get it, Lum? That'd get even with us.
Well, same thing there, practical. I could get it from Dick all right on credit, but he's out of town. Left orders with Grandpap not to let nothing out on credit. And of course, Grandpap's hands is tied.
Well, I just wished it...
I say, Grandpap can't do nothing.
Well, I reckon he can if I heard you right. Did you say his hands is tied?
Yeah, Dick not being here, I reckon he figured it'd be best just to take all that authority away from Grandpap.
Don't trust him, huh?
Well, Grandpap's getting old. He ain't much of a businessman, neither, Abner.
No, but I don't see how he even waits on folks.
Well, he can't do no credit business. Just cash.
Yeah, I know, but getting stuff down off the shelves and all that.
Oh, well, he's pretty spry, all right. Even if he is getting old.
Of course, I reckon he could back up to the shelves. But now, getting stuff off of them top shelves, he's going to have to use a stepladder. When you start trying to go up one of them things backwards, why, is his hands tied in front or behind him?
Hands tied?
Yeah, that makes a lot of difference.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
If they're tied in front, he could still write stuff down in the books and sell stuff on a credit. Yeah, Dick ought to have sense enough to know that.
Granny, maybe there's something wrong with me, Abner, but I'll be dead blamed if I know what you're talking about.
Grandpap. When Dick left, did he tie Grandpap's hands in front or behind him?
I never know he tied them. They weren't when I was down there this morning.
Well, you said they were.
I said Dick tied Grandpappy Spear's hands.
Well, that's what I understood you to say. Said that's the reason you couldn't get stuff down there on a credit, because his hands was tied.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. His hands is tied. His hands ain't tied together, Abner, if that's what you're thinking about. But he just can't sell stuff and go back and put it down on the books like he used to.
Yeah, I see. Rope ain't long enough, huh?
Rope?
Yeah, where Dick's got him staked out.
Wait a minute. Me and you's talking about two different things here.
Oh, ain't you talking about Grandpap?
Yeah, but...
Well, that's who I'm talking about, Grandpappy Spears.
Yeah, but two different kinds of tied.
Huh?
You're talking about his hands actually being tied together with a rope.
Well, what are they tied with?
Well, they ain't tied with nothing.
Does he just think they're and they ain't?
They're just the same as tied. He can't do nothing.
Well, that crazy idiot. That's a good one on him. Well, why don't he take a look at them and see that they ain't tied?
Wait a minute, Abner. When I said Grandpap's hands was tied, I meant Dick has give him orders not to let nothing out on a credit. So there ain't nothing he can do about it because he ain't the boss. That's what you call having your hands tied.
Oh, well, I'll be dead blamed. Oh, yeah, sure. What's the matter? Yeah, I see now. Well, Squire's got me tied here then, if that's the case.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's just the way I feel, too. Tied. Can't do nothing I want to do no more. Might as well be tied to that kitchen rack out there in front.
Oh, well, you and Squire will get along all right, Abner. He's right about this credit business. I ain't got no right to ask for stuff on time no way. I've got over a week before I leave town. I think I'll go down to Walt Bates's and see if I can get a job down around the sawmill there.
Oh, Lum, you ain't able to work around no sawmill.
Well, I got to do something. I can't ask folks to give
me
stuff.
Well, now, I don't like to tell you, Lum, but the last few days you ain't been looking any too stout around here. Just looks to me like you've lost a little weight. You're off again.
Oh, might have lost a little, but I'm all right. Another thing, I've got to get out here and round up a bunch of suitcases somewhere.
A bunch of them? Well, how much stuff are you aiming taking on with you?
Well, I won't take much to go over there. I have to, but I'm going to need something to bring all that money back in. $480 million. Need a lot of suitcases.
Yeah.
30 million pounds sterling.
Well, Lord, me, Lum, you wouldn't be able to carry 30 million pounds. 100 pounds would be a big load for you to pack around on a bicycle.
Andy, that's right, Andy.
Why, of course it is.
Of course, I might just buy a truck. That's what I can do. And a trailer.
Yeah, a big one for that much.
Of course, I got that bicycle trip all paid for.
Wouldn't they let you go in a truck?
I don't know. I never said nothing about it.
Well, you can't carry that much on a bicycle.
Of course, after I get all that money, I might just give that ticket to somebody and go on the rest of the way in a truck.
Why, sure. That'd be fine. Laying up there asleep on a whole truckload of silver dollars.
Well, I better get out here and get busy. Take a couple of these crackers here, if you don't mind, Abner.
Why, no, help yourself, help yourself. Well, there, Cedric. What's the matter? Huh? Let me help you here, Long.
Nothing, just sort of a dizzy spell. Reaching over in that barrel, I reckon.
Why, you might not fail there.
Blood rushing to my head. I'll be all right.
Can I get you a glass of water?
No, I'm all right.
Come in, Cedric.
So, how are you today, Mr. Long?
Yeah, all right, Cedric. Just quit worrying about me.
Want me to go with you?
No, I'll get along all right.
Well, sir, I'm sort of worried about Mr. Lum.
Yeah, me too, Cedric. I don't like the way he's acting. He just might not fell down just before you come in right now.
Well, he did fall just evening over at the blacksmith shop.
Lum fell?
Yes, sir. Fainted or something. I helped him get home. I believe it's that diet he's on.
Diet?
Yes, sir. He ain't had nothing in 3 days, he told me. I went over there this morning and never had nothing for breakfast, neither.
Nothing for breakfast?
There ain't a drop of nothing to eat in that whole house over there.
Well, Father, wait a minute. Yes, sir, this must be that list of groceries he's wanting to get on a credit. Well, I'll be dad blamed. What's the matter, Mr. Lee? He wouldn't tell me nothing about it. Here, Cedric, take this list and put that order up and carry it over to Lum's place and set it on the kitchen table and don't let him know where it come from now. He's too proud to let anybody know he's hungry while he's too proud to take it for nothing. I'll just have Elizabeth invite him over there for supper. That's what I'll do. Hi, Doggie Cedric. We've just sat around here and let that poor old feller just mark my star today.
Well, with Abner's assistance, Lum may yet be able to hold out until he receives that fortune in England. By this time, I suppose, most of you have put up your screens and window nettings, made everything ship-shape for the warmer weather to come. And you're probably counting on many pleasant evenings when you will sit at home by an open window or on a screened-in porch, enjoying the peace and quiet that come after dark. Well, just to make that picture even more pleasant, I have a suggestion for you. Always have within easy reach a tall, frosty glass of delicious iced postum. You just can't imagine how good iced postum is until you've tried it. Even those who thoroughly enjoy postum's rich, mellow flavor and tempting aroma as a hot drink can still learn something about satisfying goodness when they drink iced postum. Moreover, it saves you work on hot days. At breakfast, you can make a good big supply, enough for lunch, supper, and between meals, because it will not lose or change its flavor. And because postum has no caffeine at all in it, it can't possibly cause nervousness, sleeplessness, or indigestion. So get postum from your grocer tomorrow. And for a cooling, refreshing summer drink, give your family and your guests iced postum. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.